Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. And we're excited to be with you tonight. And I tell you what, we are so thankful to be a part of celebrating this Holy Week where we are reverently looking forward to Sunday, which is Easter Sunday celebration, where our Lord and Savior resurrected from the grave to give us all salvation and life and victory. And so tonight we just want to go ahead and worship the Lord and just be so thankful as we consider the importance of this season and time, and where we just are thankful that we have a God who loves us and cares for all of humanity. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, join with us in your living room. Stand up. Shake off the uncomfortableness of just being in your living room to dance. And let's go deeper tonight.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring. You're stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters.
So I'm going deeper, deeper.
the king of my heart, be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow. You are good, you're good, oh, 'cause you are good, you're good, oh, 'cause you are good, you're good, oh, you are good, you're good, oh, sing, let the king, let the king my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is. Sing, you are good, 'cause you are good, you're good. Come on, I want you to sing this tonight. You are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Yes, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Come on, sing that again. Lord, you're good. Cause you are good. You're good. Oh, cause you are good. You're good.
Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Amen.
Yes, we will.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Choose to praise your name, Lord.
We choose to praise
Hallelujah.
His name. Amen.
You are never late. Hallelujah. You Amen. Are never not there when we need you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we praise you. We thank you that even in the moment when it seems that you're not there, you're the only thing holding us up.
Amen. Woo! Praise God.
Man, what encouragement is that?
Amen.
It that is when it feels.
Amen.
When it feels yeah. like we're alone, the only reason Amen. We're still standing is because of him and Amen. Who he is. Praise Amen. God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, my goodness. And I've been reflecting a lot mm-hmm. lately on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and how it's impacted my own life personally. And you know, I wasn't with him when he went to the cross.
Amen.
Wasn't born. I wasn't there. Wasn't even, my parents were far off. I was far off. But I was with him when he went.
Amen. Amen.
He had the thought of me.
Amen.
He had the thought of you.
Amen.
He had the thought of all of us when he went to Amen. That cross.
Amen. Amen.
And I just
Amen.
Want to encourage you. Listen, when I got saved, you would have looked at me and said, who do you think you are even talking to Jesus? The way that I was back then. Mean and hateful, bitter, hard, just couldn't stand people at all. I'd rather have hit you than looked at you. I was, you say, I can't see that. Some of you are saying, yeah, I can see that. But I'm serious. Like, I didn't even like myself back then. I didn't like myself. But it's not what I did. It's Amen. What Jesus did.
Amen. Amen.
He wasn't worthy, but Amen. He is. Mm-hmm. And he went to the cross and he paid the sin for me. He paid the Amen. Price for my sin. And he's doing the same. He's already done the same for you.
Amen. Praise
And it's
God.
An easy, there's Amen. Two easy steps. Two easy steps of salvation.
Amen. Praise
Two
God.
Easy steps to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We make it so hard and we make it so complicated. All you have to do is first believe.
Amen.
He is the Son of God.
Amen.
That he went to the cross, he died, and on the third day he rose again.
Amen.
And the second thing you do have to do, after you have said, Lord, I believe that Jesus is my Savior. Second thing you have to do is go tell somebody.
Amen. Go tell.
Just confess people. It.
Confess it.
Confess Amen. It out of your mouth.
I am born
and I am again. Born again. I am saved. Jesus is my Savior.
Amen.
That's all you've got to do.
The Lord has saved me.
So if you don't have anybody else to confess it to us.
Amen.
We'll take Praise it. God. We'll take Hallelujah. It. We're not talking Amen. About the that kind of confession, but this Amen. Is a confession
Amen.
That I'm saved. Amen.
Amen.
Just tell somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just tell somebody. And Amen. Then start reading the Word of God. You Amen. Say, what do I do from there? Okay, so I did that. What do I do now? You keep listening to the preaching of the Word.
Amen.
When this is broken, find Amen. A church close yes. to you that Amen. The Lord is leading you to
Amen.
That teaches
Amen.
The fullness
Hallelujah.
Of the Word.
Hallelujah.
Start attending it.
Amen.
And on your own, you read that Word.
Amen.
And you just talk to God like you would talk to a friend.
Amen.
Listen, God is there for you.
Amen.
He's not some faraway, mystic That's creature.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Like that you have to
Amen.
Think of 10 million things to do to get him to come. Amen. Listen, you're his child. He wants to come.
Amen.
He's already there. He wants to be there with you. And he wants to have fellowship and communion with you. All you've got to do is talk to him.
Amen.
Just yes. like you would talk to...
Absolutely.
Amen. Just like I would, I talk to him sometimes like I talk to
yep.
you.
Amen.
God, I have this question. I have been, you know, I've been fighting back and forth on this being closed, not being closed, you know, yeah. not having people in the church. This is a hard thing. Listen, Jim, we miss you. Haley, we miss you. All of you guys that I saw on there said we miss you. I know we're all missing each other.
Yes.
We Amen. Love you all. We yes. miss you. We want to be together. And
yes.
this was no light thing that was entered into. This was no, like, it,
Amen.
It was a hard thing to get into, but... Amen. And I've been kicking, you know, what's the right thing? What's right and what's wrong in this, God? And I've been asking him. And I've been asking, and I just talked to him. God, I don't understand. Why am I so torn on this? I don't think we're doing anything wrong by not meeting. But then there's something I want to meet. And I want to say Jesus is your healer.
Amen.
You know, I'm yeah. grateful for live stream. But this is not the end all to beat all.
Amen.
Being Praise together God. Is.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I am together. Grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing tonight if we didn't have live stream. I am so grateful for it. And I'm grateful for those people that are teaching us to do more than we know how to do, because this is a struggle Amen. For some of us. But there have Amen. Been some gracious people out there helping us along the way.
Amen.
But I would rather be together.
Amen.
But God answered me yesterday. Last night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. I don't think I went to bed till like around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. But he told me. He showed me in his word
Amen.
So that I would have comfort in knowing what we were doing was
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. Amen. So just talk to God. Don't make it some big, hard thing.
Praise God. Amen.
A relationship with Christ, it's not as hard as what people make it out to
Amen.
Be.
And expect to hear from him, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the Lord will speak back to us in a still, quiet voice, and he will talk clear, and we will know it's not us. We'll know it's him.
Amen.
And he speaks to us. Amen.
Amen. So before I go on and leave you, and I just want to remind you of John 3:16. Why did it happen?
Oh, yeah.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish,
Amen.
But have everlasting life.
Amen.
That's why he came. Because God loves us so much, he wanted to have a reconnection with us so that nothing was in our way.
Amen.
Jesus bridged the gap.
Amen.
And now we get to go freely before our Father and pray and seek his face and have fellowship and communion with
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's just real quick. The announcements part, I know, is like the boringest part of this, so we're going to get through this really fast. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a Good Friday service. Stay home. We're all going to stay home. All of you, stay
Amen.
Home.
Amen.
And we're going to do communion, so have communion stuff ready. And we'll be streaming from our house tomorrow and just
Amen.
Talking about Jesus and the
Amen.
Things leading up to the Amen. Cross and to his resurrection on Sunday. And then on Sunday, we are just doing a 10 o'clock Amen. Service, 10 a.m. service that morning. So it's a little change from what we said on Thursday or on Sunday. So just a 10 a.m. service.
And we're going to do communion again on Sunday morning.
Amen and amen.
And then we're going to be praying for people, and we're going to believe God for miracles and just be thankful that we are able to.
Amen.
You know, it seems interesting at Easter time that we're going to be separated but still together. But I tell you what, it's just an interesting time for us to really focus and seek the Lord. Amen?
Amen. And remember to send in your prayer request. Remember to send in any victories that you've gotten. We want
yes.
blessing reports to give
Amen.
Out to. Some
Amen.
Just encouraging, some hallelujah shouting reports
Amen.
That we can give out. And I want you to real quick.
I have a praise report. There's someone that goes to church with us that let me know just tonight that they're, the people over them gave them the authorization to pray for people within their workplace. And
awesome.
So when someone comes and needs prayer, I tell
Amen.
You what, it is profound that in the middle of all of this and in the middle of all this fear and everything that's going around, we're seeing moments that only God can take credit for and only
yes.
God can be given the glory for. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, I did have a conversation with somebody this right before, like not conversation, but, you know, over mm-hmm. Messenger, and we were talking. And they have a front, we have some frontline people. This is a congregation member.
Yeah.
And so and she was just telling me a little bit about, you know, what's going on with them and all that. And, you know, we've prayed over all of the first responders, all the people
yeah.
that have to be in the nursing homes, the hospitals, any care facility, the police, the ambulance, all of those, all of them. All of fire, all of them, all the first responders, and everybody that is essential that has to be out in this. All of you. We have prayed the blood of Jesus over you.
Amen.
But one thing I neglected, and I repent and ask you to forgive me about, is that I didn't pray for your peace of mind in the middle of your circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one was telling me, you know, some things that was going on. I thought, that's stress.
Yep.
It's flat
Amen.
Out stress. I mean, Amen. It just came to me. And so, Father God, right now, we thank
yes.
you that the blood of Jesus is over them.
Yes.
They're protected and
yes.
that they're not getting
yes.
this. This isn't coming yes. near their dwelling. Now, Father, we just ask you to give them a peace that surpasses
yes.
all understanding,
yes.
that all stress that
yes.
would try to come on them,
yes.
Father, all of the worry and
yes.
the just that tightening that would come on them when they think
yes.
about having to get out and then come back home to their families,
yes.
I curse that right now
yes.
in Jesus' name, and I release peace.
Amen.
In every single one of them,
yes.
peace of mind to know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Amen, amen.
Greater is he that's in them than he that's in the world.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you for that peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Honey, you want to keep going with me? You want to preach the gospel tonight? Okay. Well, I'm just asking. You are filled up, and I'm glad. And I'm glad for your impartation into the family of faith and for what you shared with them. And you know, I think it is profound that we are sitting here on the celebration of Easter and remembering that our Lord and Savior was resurrected from a grave to take on salvation and bring it to us. Amen? Amen. And I want to remind us something tonight. I just want to think about the Lord's goodness and the Lord's love and the Lord's mercy. And I'm just going to take a little bit of time. I'm not going to be too long tonight speaking to you. I just want to speak a little bit for the fact that in the middle of what we're going through, you know, and when we think about being in this lockdown and all of these things that this coronavirus has released out into the atmosphere, you know, first of all, I want you to know that any time sickness and devastation of this magnitude comes, it is not the Lord, it's the devil, it's darkness, it's just the darkness that falls upon this earth. But I want you to know something, that the Bible says this in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You know, I want to make sure that we as people don't ever forget that in the arena of how things are laid out, the most important thing is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then right after that, the creation that is most magnificent in God's eyes is us, the people that he created. Amen? I want you to recognize and take full understanding that the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I want you to make sure that you see how clearly there's a distinction of the world and they that dwell therein. In other words, I want you to know that we can look at waterfalls, we can look at all of the magnificent things that are around about us, and we can just be in awe of the sky and the beauty of it all. But I want you to recognize that even in all that makes us look around, we need to understand a couple things. First of all, I want you to understand that even all the beauty you see on this earth pales in comparison to what we're going to see when we get to heaven. Amen? And I want you to really think about the fact that what you're seeing round about you, and sometimes when we're allowed to travel again, hallelujah, there are many great places and sights to see, and there are phenomenal things that we get to look upon this earth, and the oceans are vast, and the mountains are high, and some places are just filled with beauty and greenery, and all of that is great, but the distinction of what God focused on is the people that dwell within the earth, amen? And I want you to know something, that when we are getting ready to celebrate Easter, it's something that should come to our mind and think about the fact that the most magnificent thing in God's creation is humanity. And I want you to know that even though we are imperfect, hallelujah, we also need to remember that we are made in his likeness, amen? And I want you to know something, that when you as a believer take on the likeness of God, it means that inwardly you start living out of the virtue and the power and the goodness of God. But I want you to know something, that the coronavirus is not going to rule our life forever. Amen? And I want you to understand that God is not done yet bringing salvation, bringing people to repentance, and bringing revival to the earth. I still believe that there are great days of revival, and the greatest days of the church are just ahead of us, for us to see loved ones saved and us to see good things happening and us to see how much the Lord wants to open things up for us, and that our God is a God of blessing, love, and mercy. Amen? I want to remind us all right now that only good and perfect gifts cometh down from the Lord and the Father, hallelujah, in heaven. And I want us to know that God made a promise even early on and declared some things about what he was to us and who we are to him. And I want to read in the book of Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. It says, God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham. You know what I'm going to do? And I don't know why I'm just bringing this out of the blue, but I think at the end of the service today, I am going to take just a couple questions. So if you have some questions, I want you to be ready, because at the end of service, I'm going to leave a minute or two to take a couple questions from the audience. But I just want to say this. God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and the land of their pilgrimage wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. You know, I really wanted to read this because remember that the Bible says what God has said to one, he says to us all. And I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with stretched out arms and with great judgments. I want you to know that it does not matter where you're at or what you're going through tonight. If you reach towards the Lord, he will redeem you with a stretched out arm. You know, the Bible says that God's hand is not short, that he cannot save. Amen. And I want you to know that no matter where you're at today and no matter what struggles you're going through, I want you to know that God is there with a stretched out arm ready to help you and to redeem you and to bring you into life. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I want you to know out there, Christians, that he is our God and we are his people. And I want you to know that the Bible says that though we are on this earth, we're not citizens of this earth. We are citizens of heaven. Amen. And I want you to know that God is willing and able to help you in every area of your life. He says, I will take you to be to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. You shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of Egypt. And I will bring you into the land concerning thee, which I did swear unto give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord. I want to remind you that in Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord has given us a promise that he is going to bring us through, he's going to bring us out, and he's going to give us a hope and a future. I want you to know that God is always at work on your behalf, and he's at work on our behalf right now. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that God says this to us in the book of John. You know, as I think about coming into Easter, you know, when we get to consider in just 3 days of celebration of this week, that we get to come into the time where the world was changed forever. Amen? Amen. When Jesus resurrected from the cross, he changed the relationship between humanity and God forever because he broke down every barrier that would keep us separated, and he brought us into a position where we can reach towards God at any moment of our life. Amen? I want you to know something, that whether it's in the middle of the night, you can reach towards God. I want you to know that if it's early in the morning, you can reach towards God. I want you to know that if it's in the middle of the day, you can reach towards the Lord because what Jesus has done for us. Amen? And I want to make sure that we understand that God has made a great place for us and that he is the Lord that is powerfully in pursuit of our lives, and he is the Lord that will help us in every area of our life. I want to take just a minute to look at something in John 16, verse 33. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I want you to know that Christian and non-Christian are going to have tribulations and difficulties in this life. You know, sin has entered into the world and it's not perfect. And I want you to know that life does come with challenge. But what's powerful is that it says that in me, you might have peace. I want you to know something, people, that this is where the basics of the Bible needs to be implanted in your life and implanted in your heart, because this is where God is really going to help you to those who study to show themselves approved, those who will put God first and lean on God through prayer and through Bible study are the ones who are going to find that even though there's tribulation going on round about you, you can be at absolute peace. Amen? I want you to know that this is why Jesus, even though he was entering into the darkest time of his life, number one, he was able to do it. The main reason why Jesus was able to go to the cross is because he was so close with his Father in heaven that he said, I don't do anything unless I see my Father move, and I don't say anything unless I know what my Father would have me say. Amen? Yes. Woo! Wouldn't it be amazing if we as Christians could look back at our day, today even, and say, hey, today I only did what I saw my Father do, and I only said what I saw my Father say. Oh, come on now. Amen. Woo! Well, I better give that a minute or two to seek in. You know, I want you to understand something, that sometimes Christians, we are disappointed in life because we forget that we're not of this world. Amen. When we take on things, we have got to use something that's called faith. And I want you to know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And unless we take ourselves on the arena of faith, then even as Christians, we're going to come up to doors and walls of disappointment from time to time, because we need to be using our faith all the time. Amen? Amen? I want you to know we should be close enough to our relationship with the Lord that we can hear him speak to us and we can know his direction and his clarity for our life. Amen? Amen. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about the fact that what was it really like for Jesus? I mean, when he knew that he was going to go to the cross, when he knew that it was going to be a difficult time, it was so amazing because he had his last supper with his disciples. And you know what? Even when he was going to the cross, he still wasn't just focused on himself. Somehow it was amazing that Jesus, even when he had tribulation going on and when he had things coming at him, he had an unusual ability to focus on other people and to be with them in the middle of what they were going through. Amen? And I tell you what, I pray that this is something that we take on, the ability in the middle of tribulation to keep a peace around us, a peace whereby people will be drawn to you and people will know where to look when they need prayer or when they need help or when they need something. They're going to know that they can reach out and find someone filled with faith that will help them in this thing called life. Amen? I want you to just think about the goodness of God and just the mercifulness of God, that he says the earth is his and the people. I mean, he specifically pointed out that the fullness of the earth belonged to him, but the people that dwell there was a focus for him. So much so that our Father in heaven, every time he has had a decision where he could choose judgment, God always chooses an arena to bring life to us. Amen? I mean, after the first flood, think about it, he made a promise that the flood would never again destroy the earth. And though we've had flooded places and states have floods from time to time, we know that the flood that covered this whole earth has never ever come and will never come again, because God put it in his word. But one thing we do know that's coming again is the return of Jesus. Amen? Amen. And I tell you what, when Jesus returns, he's going to come with power. He's going to come with authority. He's going to come with his love and mercy, and he's going to be ready to take us and just bring us into the joy of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I really want us as Christians to never lose sight of the fact that though we live this life, this is just the beginning of life for us. You know what? Even when we come to that point where it says in the Bible, it's appointed once for man to die and then the judgment, I want you to know something. Even when we have lived long into our years and we start to get gray hair and we can't move as fast and all those things take place and we begin to age in this natural world, I don't ever want us to forget that even if we live the fullness of 120 years, it's just a moment in time of what's ahead of us. Amen? because we're not living our life day to day just to live on this earth. We are living our life for the fullness of the experience of going to heaven to be with our Father. Amen? And I just want to say something to you out of the book of Isaiah. Praise God. I hope I didn't go there already. But Isaiah chapter 1, it says this. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. You know, when the Lord writes this specifically to people, I want to remind you that he's speaking to you right now. He wants you to know that he has formed thee and that he has set out redemption before thee and that he's called you by name and you have the ability to be his. Amen? Now listen, if you're listening to me right now and you're not saved, this is your perfect opportunity to say, Lord, if you formed me and I'm yours, then I want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and begin to live your life as a Christian, because you will see the hand of God on you. Redemption belongs to you. He will call you by name and you will be his, and you can walk in the blessing and the goodness of God. It says in verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I want you to know that right now, when it says that, when you pass through waters, I will be with thee, and through rivers, they shall not overflow thee. I want you to know that for us today, these are symbolisms of the challenges of life that we go through. And I want you to know something, that it doesn't matter if you've gone through financial struggles. It doesn't matter if you are going through marital struggles. It does not matter if you are just suffering with your own self-identity, or if you feel lost, or if you're struggling with addictions. I want you to know that the Lord says, when you walkest through fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, because the Lord will be with thee. Amen? And I want us to understand something. Our God is with us right now. Amen? Our Lord and Savior is the God that is with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. So therefore, I want you to just let God help you in the middle of every situation you got going on. Amen? Because he is a great and a powerful and an overwhelming good God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is great all the time. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give us just a few minutes, because I wasn't going to, but I guess I'm going to take a couple questions if we have some out there. Oh, my goodness. And if I can't answer your question, I'm not going to pretend that I can. I'm going to wait and get you an answer, but I'm going to see what we can do with it. We don't have a lot of questions. There's just a couple. Okay. Amen. Praise God. Well, give the praise report, baby. Praise report. My brother has been in need, and a complete stranger reached out to them, met him at the grocery store, and gave him money, double of what she originally told him. My goodness, praise God. That's an awesome praise report. Amen. Amy, that's a great praise report. Yes. And look at how God is using a time that people are certainly going through some battles in, but in the middle of it, we are seeing the hand of God. How would it happen other than by the grace of God that someone would come to a grocery store and give somebody food, money to buy groceries?
Amen. Amen. I saw today one of our congregation members showed a picture of their freezer. And there, it was stocked with Omaha steaks that their employer had bought them.
Wow, that's amazing.
Scott's boss. Amen. And filled it up. Like,
praise God. Hallelujah.
I said, that is a praise report in itself. Amen. Who don't want a bunch of steaks? Amen. Amen. Okay, we do have some. Okay, we do have a question. Aww. Did you find out why God was so specific when he wanted the Ark of the Covenant built?
You know what? I've had some people have some discussion on that, but you know, it's not clear enough for me to speak about that just yet, Miss Candace. But yes, I will get back to you on that.
Amen. I like that you won't answer a question that you aren't 100% sure on.
Right.
And you won't just create an answer just so you don't look dumb on, mm-hmm. on live stream. I'm serious. Like, I respect you, babe.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Woo. Boy, it's out there on Facebook. She can't take it back
Amen. There's praise report. Candace's mom, she is having some heart issues.
Oh.
Very weak and chest pain. So,
Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Alma before you right now, God. And God, we just break the power of these heart issues, Father. Lord, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow, very God, into her and let her be strengthened, God. I command chest pain to go in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen and amen.
She just had a prayer request for a 13-year-old boy who has cancer. And
I know. Okay. I got it right here. His name is Blaze. In fact, I think I might have prayed for this young man before. But let's just put him before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Blaze right now, God. God, and I curse this cancer at the very root, Father,
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow, Father. And Lord, even though doctors can do no more for him, Father, this is a place where you begin the work that only you can do, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, God, for healing, and we declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Shirley Jordan, she fell down her steps this week and broke her collarbone in two different places. So I want to pray for her for pain and for healing, quick healing.
Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just break the power of this sudden impact injury that came upon Shirley, God. And Father, right now in Jesus' name, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow, God. We command pain to go, and God, let the healing come quickly, rapidly, with no long-term injury, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hey, why don't we have Amen. Pastor Jared and Philip come up and pray for their prospective areas and their kids and their youth. And I love that Pastor Jared comes on almost every service and says, hey, OBM kids and family. Like, he's making sure, kids, that he know that we miss you.
Amen.
We miss hugging you. We miss having you run around. Like, there are so many times that we're in, like, this rush and everything, and then a kid will come up and hug us and just remind us, wait a minute, slow down. Take this moment. And so we love you, kids. Come on in. Let me grab a microphone for you. Philip, have my
germs. Thank you. All right. Okay. Well, I just want to lift up all the kids and the parents and all the things that they are dealing with at this point in time. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a faithful and a good God, a loving Heavenly Father, God. And I just pray for all these children, God, and all the moms and dads and all the caretakers, Lord, that are involved with them, not being in school and being at home and all the challenges that may present. God, I thank you that you are faithful. And I pray for joy, Lord God. I pray for peace. And I pray for strength, God. And I just pray that the kids would have understanding and obedient hearts, God, to authorities that they are around day in and day out, God. And I just pray for wisdom for the parents, God, as they may be teaching, as they may be schooling, God, as they're doing new things. I pray for the wisdom of God, the strength of God. Even if they feel overwhelmed, right now I pray for a peace to come rushing over them right now, God. God, if they may be beginning to feel depressed about how things are going, I just pray for a spirit of joy. I break any spirit of depression. I break any fear. I break any worry or any anxiety. And I declare the peace of God and the strength of God to come over them, God. And I thank you for these kids, Lord God, that they would be healthy and strong, Lord God. And I thank you for unity of the family, Lord God. What an opportunity to grow closer together in you. And we thank you for it. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Father, I just thank you for the teens, Lord God, that as they're going through this, Lord God, that they're learning a new sense of maturity, a new sense of appreciation for everything that has been placed in their lives, every opportunity they've had, everything they've got to go do up until this whole epidemic happened, Lord God, I thank you that they're finding a new appreciation for all that, Lord God. And I thank you that you're putting a patience in them, Lord God, that they might be going stir crazy at this moment because they can't go see their friends, they can't go this, they can't go that. But Lord God, I thank you that you're bringing a patience in them, Lord God, that you're setting them up, Lord God, that you're putting this time for them to just get before you, so that way when they come out of this and they're back around people, Lord God, that they're just a new creation, they're a new creature, Lord God, and they have a new set of eyes that they're looking at as they see this world, and the appreciation that they have for everything that's around them, Lord God. I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father, we just lift up Stu before you right now. And Lord, again, when doctors come to the end of themselves, Father, Lord, there's a supernatural ability for you to intervene on their behalf, Father. Now, Lord, we just pray, God, for healing and blessing upon Stu, God. And Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing, Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you do that which no man could even see, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Well, don't forget the praise
report. Got one more praise report here that I want to bring up. And it's that Haley said that at her workplace, they issued a challenge where at lunchtime, if you would, to pray for our nation. Amen.
That's amazing.
I tell you what, I think more and more we're going to see people reaching towards God. Revival is coming. And the more we recognize that we need him, the more we're going to see him do. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, hope we didn't forget anybody. We have like 5-6 of us looking at this because for some reason we all don't see the same comments. And so that's why you see people coming up to us. They're supporting and making sure that we see the comments and the praise reports and the prayers that are coming in, because we don't want to miss any prayer that goes out. So again, Father, we just thank you for this time that we get to come face to face with them in their houses. Lord God, we're grateful that we have an avenue to still join together and lift our voices together. But Lord, we thank you that this thing's coming to an end, and we know it in Jesus' name. And
Amen.
We thank you for the day that we are back together.
Praise.
In one building. Lord God, we thank you that this epidemic has left this earth.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And only you get the glory for it, Father.
Amen.
God, we just thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love you, Heather.
Amen.
We love all of you.
We love all you guys.
Amen.
We miss you greatly. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We do. We miss you. We miss you. Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good, Haley. Yes, he is. Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Hey, God bless you. And remember, we'll be looking for you tomorrow at Friday at 6:00. Okay. God bless.